Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a garbage mom.
Oh, gosh. Why?
I just have all the mommy guilt. You know, I was talking about this the other day. Last week, I missed a milestone in my five-year-old son Theo's life, and that is the losing of his first tooth.
Which is one of those things I feel like you keep on record. Like, I'm pretty sure in my baby book, my first tooth is still stuck to a page in there somewhere.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the tooth fairy disposed of this one. We don't keep body parts in my family, but I felt so guilty because I had to work and I was like having kind of sort of fun at work. And okay, I'll just admit it. I was having fun. I was having a good time. I was doing something for me, Mike.
There
right?
You go.
I never get out of the house. I never do anything. Like, it is literally work, grocery shop, pick my kid up from school, read books with him, do arts and crafts. Like, it is always just like worker mommy, like it's never anything else. And so I was having a fabulous time. And so I was like, you're not going to feel bad about not being home. And then that's when I call my husband as I'm driving from downtown Portland to Vancouver, Washington. And that's when he says, Theo's got something to tell you. And my son freaked out and told me about the very first tooth that he lost. And I tried to make myself feel better. And I was like, oh, did it happen at school? And he said, no, I was hanging out with Daddy and FaceTime and Grandma. So that means both of them were there for the milestone.
Aww.
So I immediately feel like garbage because I was there for each and every single one of those teeth as they erupted out of his gums initially. Okay. I come home. He's got this gap. He's basically whistling. I felt terrible. I was like, you know, I missed this moment. I'm not going to be able to get it back. Fast forward 2 days later, he has a second tooth that's about to fall out, which apparently is normal. They come out in the order that they grew in.
Uh-huh.
And this is where I become a garbage mom. I felt so bad I missed the first one that this second one, which was clearly dangling sideways, like it needed to... It was time, Mike. I freaked out. I was like, don't make me touch it. Oh, and then my kid is like, what, mommy, what's wrong? And I was like, it's kind of gross.
So he wanted help getting the tooth out and you wouldn't help him?
And so here I am, like, this is why I'm a garbage mom, is I felt so bad about missing the first one that when he got the second one, instead of stepping up and being like, yeah, that's right, I'm super mom, I like ran away from it. I was like, no, I'm good. Get your daddy in here. So I feel like garbage. On top of that, the tooth fairy didn't have change. Like, he is, oh my gosh, this kid has shook that tooth fairy down off these two teeth.
Oh boy.
So when were you a garbage parent? 503-914-2899. Not necessarily. Like, when did you feel like a garbage parent? Because, you know, like, I know I'm a good mom. I know that I've taught my kid how to read and paint and hopefully be a good human, but I just don't want to touch a dangly tooth. 503-914-2899.
Last week, me and my son's dad were having an argument, but our son was in another room and we were like whisper arguing, you know, so that he couldn't hear us. It's the quietest argument ever known to man. But afterwards, our kid came up to us and he's like, Mom, I heard you say a bad word. And I was like, oh my gosh, what word? Because sometimes he thinks like some words are bad words that aren't bad words, but he thinks they're just bad words because they might hurt someone's feelings if they're used in the wrong context. So we like to make sure he's accurate in what he thinks he's
saying. We want to make sure he knows he's using a real swear bomb when he does.
Yeah.
So what happened? Is he saying it now?
No, he understands that it is a bad word, and me and his dad, he told me and his dad that we are not allowed to use it because it's a bad word. So we got scolded by our own five-year-old.
There you go.
That's adorable.
I bet you learned your lesson, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, let me tell you.
You're still going to use it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, just not around little ears.
That's so hard to give up. I have a hard time because my vices are the swears and the carbs. And the swearsies sometimes still just pop out. So best of luck to you. I'm fighting that battle every day. When did you feel like a garbage parent? 503-914-2899.
My son was 8, and he got his tonsils out, and he had the plan that he was going to take his tonsils for show and tell. And as he started coming to, he was asking about it, and they told him no. So he started freaking out, and they came out and said, oh, he needs his mom. So I go running back there. And then all those smells started overwhelming me, and I saw the IV in his hand, and I just passed right out.
Here your son is freaking out, wanting his mom, and you're like, whoa, too much for me.
And now the mom needs the son.
Yes, I hit the floor. And that was that.
I mean, I feel like that's basically what you did when Theo gave you the opportunity to pull out his second tooth over the weekend.
There's something about when it's your kid. I don't know. If it would have been my tooth, would not have freaked me out. A stranger's tooth, maybe a little bit. But when it's your kid, you're just like, ah, and I like go into full panic mode, which probably makes me a garbage parent just in general. But we put it on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. And poor Tabitha said she felt like garbage the other day because her son told her the last time she cooked was last Thanksgiving.
Wow, that is, we're almost on a 1-year anniversary. Why not just make it an annual thing now?
Cereal counts, kiddos, all right? It takes a lot to shake that box into a bowl and pour some milk on it. 503-914-2899.
Oh my gosh, mine was last year. I got a call from my son's school, and they said that he had tripped and hurt his foot. So I said, I'll be over to pick him up. When I got to the school, they allowed him to walk out of the school, and he looked like he was in pain, but it wasn't bad. So I got him in the car and figured it's probably just bruised. And so I, you know, got him home, put some ice on him, and just called it good. Well, my husband gets home from work, takes one look at it, and says, get him to the hospital. He needs x-rays. And I was very reluctant to go. And he finally talked me into it. So I went to urgent care. They took one x-ray and they said it was broken in multiple spots.
Oh!
I felt terrible.
I can imagine. Was he not in that much pain? Was he crying or anything? Like, what was the indication?
Not at all. There was no crying. He was wincing when he walked, but kids will kind of overreact sometimes, so.
And they're always hurting themselves.
Yes.
So don't feel too bad. One time when I was a kid, I didn't have the words to describe the way I was feeling, so I told my parents my mouth was fluffy, and my dad told me to sleep it off, and it turns out I was having an anaphylactic reaction, and my throat was swelling shut.
Oh my word, that's scary.
Yeah, I'll say.
We call those the character building years. 503-914-2899.
So this past weekend, I was getting into a really good book, and my kids kept coming up to me asking me, what's for lunch, what's for dinner? And I just kept telling them, go get some crackers from the pantry. Mama's busy.
You know, I feel like that happened to me a lot as a child, and, you know, it led to a lot of fluctuation in my weight.
Don't put that on your parents.
I didn't want to put it down.
I don't blame you. Sometimes a book just gets good, you know?
This is true.
I don't think I've ever enjoyed a book so much that I wouldn't want to put it down. I like those distractions when I'm reading.
You know, I also enjoy a good snack, so I could understand that. But kids, I mean, especially when they're younger, they just graze all day long. My son Theo, it's very difficult to get him to sit down and eat a meal. He follows his own food rules. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a charcuterie of snacks all day.
Man, I miss my metabolism.
Right. I suddenly feel like less of a garbage parent after missing my son's milestone of his first tooth falling out and then being grossed out by his second. Listen, Mike, in the morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.